This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Host gardeners, and hello to all Radio Dawn 107.6 FM listeners, viewers, and Creamy Institute followers as well. I'm really excited about today. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's a really exciting session and I'm really happy about it. I'm really excited. My heart's pounding already because of the stuff that we're going to be talking about. I just want to mention the guest that we have today is live from Turkey itself. Alhamdulillah. Turkey is very important to us and it's in our hearts. Alhamdulillah. I visited Turkey and I really felt something special about it. And it's got some great Islamic history there as well. And inshallah, we'll also talk about that at some point today as well. Without further ado, we welcome Sister Laura Ruth. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ushkadanez. Rabish rahli sadri wa yasir li amri wa hlu uqdata min isari yafkahu kawli. Nice to be here.
You're live from Turkey as well. Absolutely fantastic. So if we're not in Turkey, we've got some sort of connection with Turkey through yourself at the moment. So that's fantastic.
You're all welcome. Come visit. It's an open place. We would love to see you, inshallah.
So Sister Lauren, are you actually based in Istanbul at the moment? Is that where you reside?
I've been living here for 2 years by the grace of Allah, and it's been amazing. I'm about to move home within Istanbul, but it's definitely a space that has a lot of expats here at the moment. I think there's a group that I'm on that has 1,000 English speakers. Wow. In Istanbul alone, and there are many more who won't know about that group, but gathering to kind of learn about deen and do good deeds and support charities and nice people, alhamdulillah, good people. And more importantly than that, of course, is the Turkish community, because when you move to a place, you shouldn't, the Brits have been too good about setting up sort of centres and not speaking the local language and not getting on. That said, I don't speak yet, but with love to our Turkish neighbors and hosts, really, and getting to know them, getting to know the culture is very, very important.
Yeah. Sister Lauren, we know Turkey's got an amazing Islamic history as the last Islamic state as well. Why Turkey?
I visited here around 6-7 years ago and then got a couple more invitations to come back. And I think that it still fulfills its role as East meets West. That is how Allah Ta'ala has placed it. You know, you're one foot, literally, you're one foot in Europe and the other in Asia. And so you're across two great continents. And, the Christianity that came through here and then the Islam that flourished here and then the people making their way in the modern state of Turkey. I think it's a very special place in the world, mashallah.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. Now, obviously, Turkey is very special to us, very important to us as well. And I think it's a shame because as Muslims, I don't think we've actually recognised its value to us until these famous television series that have come on. I think there's many now. The first one that started was Ertuğrul, wasn't it? Resurrection Ertuğrul. And from then, we got Alparslan, we got Osman, we got so many that come out. And I think the interest is there. And now people that are actually visiting Turkey now, trying to find out more intrigued. And they're actually visiting, the famous sites, for example, the tomb of Ertuğrul and the, Halima and so on, the stars as well. So I think that's actually raised the interest. But another thing, and I think I'm really jealous about, is that you actually got to meet the cast as well. You went to visit them. I'm so jealous.
Can you say mashallah, please? Mashallah, say mashallah.
Mashallah.
So this was something incredible. I mean, I like you, my children were a bit younger, they're in their teens, and you're constantly looking for, please God, give us some ethical content. We're looking for, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to watch Little House on the Prairie. Now, I have to say, although it's from a Christian background, I think it still stands the test of time. If you're really stuck for something ethical with good people doing good things and considering one another, you could go a lot fast worse than something like Little House on the Prairie. Islamically, since in the last 10 years, yes, there have definitely been new cartoon series and family shows coming through. But when my kids were teenagers, it was like, what do we watch together? So then we discovered Ertuğrul, and just it drew you in. And seeing, I don't know about you, brother, but seeing our brothers and sisters praying on screen is like, oh, we do that. oh, that's actually us. I'm not watching another. Because even if we're watching, say, you have Pakistani soaps or Indian soaps or any, they're people not doing great things. Yeah, they're not being their best selves on the whole in dramas, you know. And if we're in Britain, those people are definitely not being the best selves in TV dramas, okay? So for once, Ertuğrul brought to our screens something that was aspirational, full of hope, and a dynamic vision of what a Muslim leader could look like. And it just melted our hearts. So how did it happen? Yeah, I got contacted by the Eunice Emery Institute. Now, they have a centre in London. If you ever get the chance, go and take a visit. They do lots of cultural events to do with the Turkish language and Turkish poetry and Ottoman history, mashallah. They contacted me and said, would you like to come on an early Ertuğrul tour? And I said, subhanallah, this is what a great opportunity. And so I said, I don't suppose there's any chance of going on set, is there? So it was still filming. This is now good 4 years ago now. And they said, yes, but nobody gets on set. The only people who've been on set were, I think it was a Venezuelan leader, and of course, the president of Turkey, President Erdogan. They're like the only people who've got on set. And I'm like, okay, I know my place. I know my place. I'm not, you know, a president of people. So but I'll keep it in my heart. And maybe, you know, maybe I'll just ask a lot. I'd really love to meet these people if possible and get that moment in, you know. And so by the grace of Allah, they said, amazingly, Lauren, now you're in Turkey. They've said you can come on set. And I was like, my heart was pounding like you wouldn't believe, subhanAllah. And one of my observations was this, that I've by the grace of Allah, I've met President Erdogan as well in the presidential palace in Ankara. And, you know, every world leader that you meet, you have tiers of security and roadblocks and things to go through. It was harder getting onto the set of Ertuğrul than getting close to President Erdogan. Wow. In my experience. That's how serious they were. So it took place. It was filmed in the hills and forests, just I think to the north of Istanbul. We were taken by car. I mean, honestly, had they kind of handcuffed me and put on put a blindfold on, I wouldn't have been surprised. Really? Because they did not want us to know where you're going. Checkpoint, checkpoint, and then suddenly you're walking down a muddy lane. And there was you come around a corner and you're in a forest and then you smell wood smoke. And suddenly I was like, oh my God, I looked around and I was in the village. I was outside the meeting tent, the famous tent. And the whole thing, you know, being an actor myself, the minute that you walk onto a set, you take on a role. So I was not 21st century Lauren there. I was Sarah. In a tribe of all those centuries ago. And so there were the old ladies, you know, one of the famous shots that they always have is the women who are doing the yarn with those kind of, they were there, the women with the yarn. I'm like, there's the women with the yarn. And the horses were going past. And so they said, look, you won't get to speak to anybody on set. They're all too busy, but at least you'll get a walk around. And I was more than satisfied with that. But when I, they didn't tell me this, but, and I don't know how it happened to this day, Allahu Akbar, I climbed the steps to the tent where all those famous, all those meetings take place. And as I turned around, all the bays came over. All of them. And I'm looking and I said, hey, voila. Hey, voila, like this. Hey, voila, hey, voila. And there's Bamsi. I was like, wow. Oh my God. So then Halima, the mother, Hatun, the mother came out.
Hey, and
yes. And I said, salamu alaikum. Very nice to meet you. And she was still in character. She was in, obviously, they were all in there. And so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I am literally an Ertuğrul. Just taste this every second of this. And then a deep voice next to me said, Assalamu alaikum. And I remember looking up and going, oh my God.
Wow, amazing.
And you know what my waswas said, my personal shaitan said to me? if you pretend to faint, he'll have to catch you. And I went, Auzubillah, Miss Boos, Auzubillah, Astaghfirullah, because I really, you know, and he's so tall and his voice is so deep. So, like I said, I had to play a role because that's just how Allah's made me. And so I said this. I said, Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, you who are changing the vision of modern Islam, I bring you greetings from the Western Ummah. And in character, they all went, Ewallah, Ewallah.
Fantastic.
Just amazing. So, subhanAllah. I actually have a clip because would you like to hear it? Can I play it to you?
An exclusive on Creamy Institute social media for just for you guys.
So one of the things that was a condition of going on was you cannot film anything because it will kill the feeling for people who are yet to watch it, which I totally understand. But I did whip out my phone and do a little bit of, I asked, I said, a little bit of audio, maybe I can do. They said, fine. And I was sitting in the tent with the director watching a screen and thinking, this is surreal. And then a man sat next to me. And it was Alton, and the actor who plays Erturul just came and sat in a chair next to me. And I'm like, oh, go on. So I just quickly snuck an interview. So that's what I'm going to play to you now. Okay.
Bismillah.
You speak English?
Yeah, I can speak English. I don't know. Good or not, but I can speak. And I can understand you.
Fair enough. It's nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
You have a really intensive filming schedule. I don't envy it.
Lauren, I think you've gone on a mute. Oh,
big pardon.
Where's work? 6 days a week. Where's watch? It's okay.
I wish for you a break, but not for us viewers a break.
Thank you.
What effect is it having on you as an actor? How have you grown? What does it mean to you to be doing a project like this at this time in your life?
It's a very big project. So, and also, it's the first time in Turkey. It's like this big production. To tell the Muslim people. It's very interesting. But I was very excited when I saw the first episode. Yeah. It was very nice. First episode.
They did let me take some photos. So there's photos of me on the set. So
that was absolutely amazing. Honestly, I felt like I was there. It's crazy, but
you know the Mongols in the woods. I went up to the woods, and it was one of the most terrifying, genuinely terrifying experiences of my life. So do take a look at that, guys. Alhamdulillah, it was a really incredible experience.
So what happened there? Did you actually meet anybody there, or was that just the music you heard?
Yeah, I didn't meet Noyan. He was there, but they drove me to another part of the set because if you watch Erturul, you watch so many episodes and you realize there's only three places. There's like a patch of woods, right? And there's a place where the horses always go around and you start to recognize it. So they said, come to our other set. We're filming a very grisly scene right up in the woods, in the hillside. And so I'm walking and there's a smell of incense. There were actors playing the Mongol hordes and they looked at me and sharpened their knives and a shiver went through me. Like it was very visceral and frightening.
Wow. Are you going to play something now, did you say?
No.
That's fine. So that's on your YouTube page as well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, alhamdulillah.
No, that's fantastic. Excellent. Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate you sharing that with us. Honestly, I didn't know that, you know, we'd get in a treat like that today.